Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.
Hi, Rade, kan sy asseblief, bid asseblief saam met ons. Daar het nou net 'n kabel ontplof by onder die grond. By bring hulle se werk en die hele fabriek is onder krag. En want die munisipaliteit gaan dit nie kom regmaak nie. Mag mense asseblief NVA kom help net om die kragkabel en te suig. En ons bid in Jesus naam dat dit vinnig sal gebeur. Amen.
All right, and also Roslyn Williams says Rachel has pain over her stomach. We are praying that may the Father heal you. We are praying in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Yes, Lord.
And of course, be healed. Rachel, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. That's 0826572729. The manifestations of a sinful fruit amongst us these days, you know, when it comes to leadership, the way we do business, our conduct, everywhere. We are looking into this. We are talking about that. Give us a shout. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say in this regard. And of course, also send us your text message or WhatsApp and talk to us directly there.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, hanging out with the Apostle Phumlamfe and, of course, also with Umfundisi Makamu. Now, I am looking at, and I'll bring this to you, Apostle. I'm looking at Colossians chapter 2, verses 8. It says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Be careful so that someone should not take you captive or plunder you. You know, and much of the times we see this kind of sinful fruit. I call it lack of discernment on our part. People who give much advice to Christians and believers, they tend to rely more on friends who are so weak in Christ that whatever it is that they say captures you against the knowledge of the truth, you know, speaks about your rights instead of your responsibilities. And that is where the problem is much of the times. And we see this now. In verse 18, it says, let no one defraud you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Now, here is a problem of a sinful fruit, lack of discernment. And we associate with anyone. Now we are calling people to come and be speakers in our ministries and services. Nezangoma. To come and... That is sinful fruit, because whatever they are saying to us, they are cheating us through their hollow philosophies and empty deceits according to traditions of men, and not according to the basic and according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to the word. And that's a big problem. Apostle?
Yeah. I want to hear how we are easily influenced by the world. How we are easily influenced by the world's philosophy and by the world culture, because we want to be relevant. We want to belong to a group. We want to be acceptable. You know, Joe, as you're talking, I'm reminded of a situation.
Yeah.
Personally, I walked into it. I was invited to minister somewhere. So, obviously, these are the people I know we have met in different places.
Yes.
And ministering with this group of people. But So I assume Tori is the person minister all over the place.
Yes.
But then the first night of the conference, it was okay. But like the second day, then I walked into, because we were booked into a lodge. Mm. I walked into a lodge. And then I had a beautiful space in Montemola, setting, beautiful setting. Who did you move? Who relaxed into it? Which will be Jack Daniels.
I went.
Like two stores.
You're talking about ministers now, eh?
Yebo, like
apostles,
okay.
Yeah.
Yebo, like not even bishops or pastors or teachers, like apostles and prophets, people the office tabana, but you regard that as seniority, this senior. So you would expect, hence I would always, I would refer back to, unless our righteousness exceeds that of them. So then you find this,
yes,
behaving like that, where we're expecting them to understand the whole level of righteousness for Zamajuan. Okay, to cut a long story short, then I get a shock of my life when I see that. And everybody is comfortable. Okay, fine. And then I go to the reception. So what actually happened is that they booked the whole lodge for the conference. So pastors from different places never fit in more, but booked in more.
Yeah.
So the only people who were outsiders, who were not Christians, were people who were working there, like the ones in the reception who are doing administration, so forth and so on. You know, Muruti Makamo said something very profound. You know, as Vinzerubua, it hit me, and I'm thinking very strong about it. Whatever a planta, the potata, it was seed in one ground, but it didn't have the same taste in a different ground.
Yes.
So how need to uproot ourselves so that we can be planted in certain spaces. And when we are planted, the roots are on the head, established there, then we begin to bear fruits that are not of God. Sinful fruits. Hence, in the open space like that, ministers fivefold, who totally reject Daniels. I'm like, what? Okay, fine, leave it there. Then the next thing, because the environment, it was saturated with that kind of a lifestyle. Moya oho uno only ripe. Now, so this, then I go to the reception trying to get the key to my room. Ay. Then on that lady, Ola Joe, you can pick it up. I get it, because it's an environment that is conducive for sin.
Yes.
So this person assumes, so he assumes, well, I'm like them.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, yeah, where you are planted. Planted in a different soil, and it produces different results. And that's always the thing.
Yeah.
So now, wasumile mutona, and then it comes to me, Joe, are you, oh kurgan tswara. I'm like, ke mwanyana mutiki mutsadi. But the way I'm tswereng ka teng mo sefatlhong are e opila ausi. But in one day,
hey Muna,
like okay, so what am I learning now? One travel, maru abona or ubona or utosi cherry mon.
Hey.
So unkisa da bedu merfita mola wa unyoketa dilodi. And I kept feet. I'm like, no man, what kind of nonsense is this? But remember, I'm still under shock.
Yeah.
Now, isn't any kid my kids? There's a lady from church next to my Lena can't do na lo omong Lena unyo kupwa wanyana upizini umutwarakate less snacks amisa ko kurumunya. But like we were not even supposed to be surprised. Rena ubira la kutabe umulenga discernment. Na na trying to discern even before kita invitation. You see, sometimes we walk into places we shouldn't walk in. Now they check your environment or nearly conducive. Now, when you are at Swaraki or Mong Moho, nearly Muruti, I'm afraid, but Muruti are female, but who prefer a same sex?
Yo.
Bona Joe, why do you only sleep for a night? The following day, Kiri Paka sailing star and now we came back.
Yeah.
You know, that I was coming back, Mewako no really. But more than anything else, I knew I was not supposed to go there, but I'm grateful I went there because Nakongwe, when you are out there, you think everybody as it is. And they are hovejualo. But having said that, Moruti, back to the book of Colossians 2:7, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Because when your life is built and rooted in him, so how then do you get uprooted, even in situations where you are confronted with real sin, where you are forced to bend. When I they will force you to bend or wait into the there was a time when you went somewhere in the land issues. When you finish all that, then Pawula Mabotola as well. Who knew who toast you? And I'm like, no, I ain't gonna do it. I don't do that. I can't even come. I can't start now. But unfortunately, Banaba Mudimu Hanchi, they find themselves in those spaces, and when they have not even allowed themselves to be rooted and built in Christ. So as a result, you end up compromising, you end up taking and borrowing things from the world. Before you know it, you become more like the world.
Yeah. It is sad. We see these things really happening, and before you know it, you are diluted like nobody's business. It becomes a serious factor. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Read the word for today wherever you are. Download our app now and read our daily devotionals anywhere, anytime. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. We are together till 8. It has gone 17 minutes over the hour. And of course, if you want to send us a WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And you can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp about the sinful fruit that we see amongst us these days. And talk to us. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. You can also send a text that we will read on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Now, let me bring this to you, Muruti. We see much of the times, a sinful fruit, and we are unable to actually work on it, you know. Now, in the word in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it speaks something fantastic, you know. It says, from verse 1, "Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in Yahusha HaMashiach that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and please the Elohim." Abound more and more in how you should walk and please the Creator, the Father. A sinful fruit is when we deteriorate. We don't abound more and more. It's when we deteriorate and we don't abound more and more in pleasing the Father. We now want to please people because we want to keep crowds. We want to please clients because we want to keep the business. And they see less and less of Christ, even though ibhaliwe kuma logo wethu ukuthi Jesus and all that. But it's quite less and less of that. And it's very sad that we see those kinds of things. And listen to this again. In verse 2 and verse 3 says, "For you know what commandments we gave you through Yahusha HaMashiach, the Christ himself. For this is the will of the Elohim, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor." I am ama vessel amanya abovula indlela. Ama vessel amanya alahlekile akusaziwa ukuthi akuphi. You know, to handle your vessel. Your vessel is your body. And much of the times, we walk to please people and not to please the Most High. We do business to please people and not to and to pleasure ourselves and not to please the Most High. And that is where the problem is, and that is a sinful fruit. It's a deterioration of faith. Mfundisi Makam?
Injalo mfundisi wami. Injalo impela. Uyazi I gospel of salvation ayisekho. Sobusele gospel of prosperity. So you will prosper when you give me. You will do what you must have. You will be a billionaire. Mfundisi kunegama lana nikhuluma ngalo nomfundisi Mpeka about the Zangoma. You know, one of the church I invited Zangoma ebandleni as they were closing, and they know good this person is a Zangoma. Kuvalwe inkonzo, but ufemasi so that abe a crowd puller. You understand? So, amabandleni wethu, we even invite abantu who are not supposed. We have to remember that our church is a holy place. Lapho uNkulunkulu kodumiswa igama lakhe. Do you remember le umphongolo wesivumelwano? Uma uthatha amaFilisti bayomisa ebandleni lesithixo sabo.
Yeah.
Ukuthi kwavuka kwenzakaleni. Angithi savuka siwe ngesiphongo. The following day savuka singena inyawo nezandla. But people go to the point of getting Sangoma to be a crowd puller, popular kakhulu, to be a crowd puller kuthi eza la ebandleni. Then ke, because kahle kahle, we are no longer ekufuneni uNkulunkulu. Our interest is about inumber yabantu. Uma ungadonseka even 3,000 yabantu babe khona phakathi kwebandla, yo, it will be good. But pale 3,000 bayingaki bamukela uJesu. You understand?
Yeah.
Safika sagidi sangoma sesibhayinto savuma wesangoma. Sengiyibukela la kulento lena. Ebandleni likaNkulunkulu kanjalo. Kunento siyenzayo futhi nakuma-conference wena mfundisi. La wethu.
Yeah.
Sibiza umuntu because he is a crowd puller.
Hey.
Not because azoshumayela yizi, sika simnikeza indawo engcwele yaka Jehova. Ama instrument wethu adlalayo emabandleni. Adlalwa abantu bangazani noNkulunkulu wabophene iphandla.
Eish. Ya.
Kutino inkinga udlala kahle. Udlala njengo David Mazinde njengo Moses Ngwenya lapha ku Soul Brothers. Udlala kabe ingozi kabe. But kusiza ngani? Kahle kahle. Kuti uma ngaba kuculwa kwamnandi, abantu bazogcwala bathi iasithi umoya ungcwele. Ishakaine glory izoyehla. Asifuni ishakaine glory yes. Sifuna inamba yabantu. Ukuthi mayigcwale, not ishakaine glory ukuthi igcwalela. No. Lentele lapha ama sinful fruit wona lawo eswalethayo ebandleni ebandleni namhlanje kuma inkonkono kuba yizo ziculayo inkingo ni voice emnandi ufuna kamne futhi voice yakho awufanga I voice of angel angazi ukuthi uyizwe kuphi voice of angel wena
hey madoda
uhlangane kuphi na le voice of angel
hey madoda
ni voice of angel but uyambona lo muntu lo la aka qualify kuma la kwa leli bandla aka qualify but because siyazi ukuthi na sifuna kuphula I crowd inkinga yethu ayikho ekumfuneni uNkulunkulu isekufuneni inamba yabantu
yeah.
And that is a sinful fruit esiyilethayo phakathi kwebandla. That is why even amakhwaya wethu idudla lezi ziyaxoshwa kwaleya khwaya le kuze kuzothethwa lezi zemsesarekwane zezinyawunyana ngathi amashupu amabhasekeni lawa kuba yibo bamaye laphana ebandleni bacula babekhona abantu ba-anointed ukuthi ivoice yabo uma bay keep umoya ungcwele ungehla but sifuna laba la ngoba sifuna eyi lo usezi 48 umosha ikhwaya leya
eyisi
ama sinful fruit wona lawo we as pastors siboleke imali kwabantu abakhona khona la emabandleni la angeke baze bashote mfundisi re phela imali yami leyo ke wayiboleka ngoba uyayisaba kuwe ubona ubaba and you know very well ukuthi angekho sayibuyisele leyo mali le lapho ama sinful fruits wona lawo
yeah.
Ama sinful fruit mfundisi abhede ngendlela emangalisayo because afika ayenza kongathi into ingathi into enhle ikhona inye video ngangiyibukele la
yeah.
Uma ufuna ukususa umfundisi ebungcweleni bukaNkulunkulu fika njengesikhathi somnikelo obambe imali isaka esikhulu fika uma sebaqede kunikela bonke uye wena ngesikhathi akubuko uyilahlela uzombona zokubiza akuthandazeka then umtshela ukuthi na ngicela ukuthi na ungakhulumi ngezangoma khuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu sikho what is in the way.
Yeah.
Uma uqeda ukukhuluma what is in the word, then nambiza ke nambizela ephatini. Lapha nifika nimtshela khona ukuthi nithi cela ukuthi uthandaze. Nikatha thandaza, nina phuzana utshwala benu. Lo muntu lo la nimususa ku holiness yekaNkulunkulu. We have to remember ukuthi na we must hold on to the holiness of God.
Yes.
And we must speak the holiness of the living God. We must stand by what the word says. We must never bring God to our level. We are the one who must go to his level. We must strive to see a good level. I could start to kunkulu as a fan and not know. But izinto zenzakalayo mfundisi ngendaba yamacrowd. Abafana labadlala ama-instrument badlala amantombazane khona laba bhukude. But angeke simtshinte. Ulunge kabi. Uma singamtshintsha. ma kangena makama bhukude kubizwe ubizwe committee ngespeed DC
hey
kuweze simemezelo ngespeed
kanti
lo yena president efana neyakama kama ula kumela ngathi mthinte abantu bazohamba ngoba phela kuze bangasena music
hey
inkinga yethu imindset yethu isebantwini ayiko ku holiness kaNkuluNkulu whereas uNkuluNkulu ufuna kuti na whether abantu bakona or abeko raise the standard stand by his word whether people agree with you or don't agree with you but you must stand for the truth of his word better to be alone with him than to be with a crowd uzoba umene crowd uJehova angekho.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing that we see much of the times. You know, we need to be careful. We need to be careful and understand ukuthi these kinds of doings are really setting us, you know, into a trap that the devil will finish us off. You know, we must be careful about this. And one should look into this quite clearly and vividly. There are attacks that come because of the manners in which we had tended to conduct ourselves. We have opened up, you know, ourselves to bearing sinful fruit because of the conducts we had brought across. As we enter this section of the program, we are going to look at some of the conducts that give rise to sinful fruit.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
The sounds of your life, 657 AM. Here's another problem that we have. You know, we don't quickly withdraw from the disorderly. Yet the word is telling us. Apostle, I'm looking at 2 Thessalonians. That is chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And from verse 6 it says, but we command you, brethren, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. So some of these people, and Mfundisi Makame is saying it quite well, we don't withdraw from them because ushaya ama drums enkonzweni or udlala keyboard or is a main giver. But the word is telling us that, look, if these people act in a way that is contrary to the scripture that has been taught to them, we should withdraw from them. If we don't withdraw from them, we are actually giving rise to a sinful fruit. The word says have nothing to do with any unorderly behavior, have nothing to do with sinful behavior, rather expose it. But these times, we seem to be afraid of exposing this because these people or such people are too attached to us. What a big problem. We are bearing a sinful fruit. And when people watch us, they say, oh, okay, we are ivuma lentole.
Yeah.
So we are bearing a sinful fruit by just basking on a brother who is misbehaving and not calling them to order or withdrawing from them. What say you?
Yeah, it becomes tricky. Because how do you then call somebody to order if you benefit from that person? You see, that's the problem you have. And at the end of the day, you know, we end up embracing certain things, you know, and accepting them, and even a norm, you know, for that. I know there are people who get away with stuff, man, like seriously so, but not everybody can get up with certain stuff. So now, Hosa, if nobody benefits from you, good institution in Olungkoyana, whole central floppy, get up one meeting after another. Or alternatively, you get a party or working as communication. It's a little thing, man.
Excommunication.
So, but the people who have done stuff over and over again, and look on it. Let alone because the leader benefits from those individuals, they are also giving bras. How do you really call your bra into order? And you know how to call it into order, obviously, although the benefits of that friendship are how learn. So, hence, at the end of the day, it's not everybody that can get away with certain things, but there are people who from time to time, they get away with stuff, and it is normal. And the leader said this one by condoning certain behaviors, said this one to certain individuals. One of the leaders said, the democratic thing that they classify, that they categorize. So, they said, hold on, they're high profile. So, that one, they're the per se. Hence, since anybody committed the joke, Motuakono will flop a guy and then. How to go flop the next hour, uko pull PT or how to go pull PT, would share a leadership meeting, like a suggestion that gets embraced without even being questioned. And some of the things that people go borrow to the world, they are sinful. You want to take them and bring them to the house. So, some people in the church, some in some church, anyhow. So this individual, I feel for whatever I told him by it, I'm impressed. So he wanted to introduce me again so that Baga Kona Kukra increase as a way of getting more members. Muruta Varibon, I love your bright idea, but not in my church. I'm not that desperate. But like as I say, if we embrace because we want to benefit, or we are with people that we are benefiting from, never flop, but we can't even correct them. Because, then it's clear for even the provider, I said, So you are easier now, because I would always say, when you do that, you are prostituting yourself. So, meaning it is okay to get what you can get out of people, even if. Whatever it is out of the word of God, and whatever you are doing is out of disobedience, it's sinful. So, when people are in the have to say that because really, do we have not to for it? It depends on the man of committing services as well.
Yeah.
You have a measurement, that's all, and then that the greater. Or in like a great man, I am a no, he and take it all, it's acceptable. Marowena with a no name.
They
will deal with you, Joe.
They will break you
but
down.
That goes to show how messed up the church is.
Yes.
That is why I'm going to add my judgment to start in my house. And I pray, and my desire is that as people are listening out there, that you take time to introspect and like, where have I fallen? The word of God says that. Consider where you're fallen.
Yeah.
Go back at that place where you're fallen.
And
make your way back home. There are people who have fallen, but they're still in the cookies.
Yes.
Unfortunately, with this era, Moyona, there are great apostasy, the great fall away. People, they leave Christ, but they're still in the church.
Yeah.
They're still go by the activities as normal. But their hearts are no longer existing. Their mind, like, far gone. The fruit, you know, unfortunately, you can't disguise fruit. It will show. So when you live in a ground where you have uprooted yourself from the ground, Jamrana Jesu, at the Kenya space station shop, the fruits will follow and they will show.
Yes.
Or now what kind of a tree are you?
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Malebo, thank you so much for the WhatsApp. We really appreciate. Evening to you too.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right then, and we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Jay Nisi, my burner, says, good evening, Pastor. The Word says in Philippians 4, verses 7 to 9, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And verse 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4, verses 7 to 9. And Romans 10, verses 17, I think I will read that after a while because your messages are too long. I'll just read them after a while. I'll just divide this into a couple of messages. Thank you anyway, Jane E.C. Dem. Now, after this, I'm looking at the aspect of conduct.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Janie Simaiberna also adds Romans chapter 10, verses 17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. And it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9 to 10, the thing that had been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It had been already of old time, which was before us. And he says, I think generations only differ on their ways of doing rebellions against God. Sometimes it looks like people are giving credits to the devil, as if our God is doing nothing. But the truth is that in Isaiah 45, verses 5, I am the Lord, and there is no one else besides me. I get at thee, though thou hast not known me. Amen and amen, he says there. Thank you so much, Janice. I had to divide that into two, men, so that we can make good sense out of it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. We are touching on the very issue of sinful fruits that we see amongst us.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za? Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Of course, your daily companion. And I am looking, Mfundisi Makama, I'm looking at 1 Timothy chapter 3. And in verse 14 it says, "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of the Most High, which is the church of the living Father, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness." Now, it looks like a sinful fruit is when we always neglect guidelines on how we should conduct ourselves. And this, from the pillar of the truth, which is our Heavenly Father himself, because his word is truth. And we seem to sway away from that. We start to lean on our own degrees and philosophies.
Baba, a sinful fruit, as long as you pumeka nandi. I say kulayini nika Jehova. Doesn't matter kutina ushayenge silungu or ushayenge ishangane. Akufana uphumile.
Yeah.
I degree le lapha. Akuna degree qualifier izo qualify kutina ube endleleni kaNkulunkulu ayikho. Ne diploma ne doctorate in professor whatever asebenza ukuthi ukqualify kutina ube layini kaNkulunkulu. The only thing that qualifies man ukuthi abe endleleni kaNkulunkulu is his word, when you do his word.
Yeah.
That is the only thing that qualifies men to be in the line of God.
Hmm.
Not a degree. So it's sinful fruit from this. It's a kubeka.
Yeah.
Unkulunkulu uyakhala. When you go to Isaiah chapter 5, go to Jehovah. Leansimu dea, enga ilima. Nga itelela. Napinda na ngayaka iwachitawo. Ngayenza konke.
Yes.
But ekugcineni, uma sekumele ngiyotesta iy'thelo zakhona, iy'thelo zakhona ziyababa.
Hey, Mathew.
Yini engingayenzanga? Which something wrong laphaya kwale nto lela. Ngoba umnikazi wensimu wenze konke.
Yeah.
Konke kwakumele kwenziwe. Kati yini uNkulunkulu kumele ayisho, kumele akhulume kanjani. Kuna lapho uJehova aze atshela uMoses athi kati laba nto nizababekezelela kuze kube nini. Whenever I say kuti guys, yenzani lokhu, bona bayaphuma, whether baphuma ngeshangano or baphuma ngesivenda or baphuma ngesitopi. Any language bazophuma ngayo akusanayo manga baphumile kuphela. Akukho ukuthina ukuphuma kancane. No. Understand? Ngizobabekezelela labantu kuze kube nini.
Hey, my dad.
And le nto le lapho yamthukuthelisa uNkulunkulu uma abantu instead of doing his word bayenza intando yabo. UJehova is prepared for umuntu azothina, not my will, only your will. You will come kurukuru. Doesn't matter kutina. You bekanisa nebonda. Kutina akuna minyango, akuna next. But as long as you will come kurukuru, God is happy with you. Do it.
Yeah.
Whether ubona masocha or ubonani, don't compromise the truth of the living God because of your stomach. Don't compromise the truth of the living God for the sake of kutina. Njengoba kusondela uDisemba, bazokuthengela imoto, bazokuthengela amashayini lawo masuti. Ungamane ungabe nashayini suti. Akusalayo. Stand for the truth. When there is a need to rebuke. Bamana bangakuthengeli. But stand for the truth. Listen. But mind, nangu December sekubhizi kukubhizi kufoma amakomiti manje. ama committee azoba azoba khona ka izinto zikababa lo ma committee lawo lapho so ubaba kumele angakhuluma kakhulu la kahle kahle bafika bakunikeza ukudla bakunikeza imali bakunikeza whatever ukutshintshana imoto then wena ke awuzokhuza umuntu bona bona laba fika bakunike laba la yibo baphinda ibangenela abafazi babantu awuzokhuza umuntu ngoba uma wakhuza sizohamba sizokushiya bese inkinga bizwa ngelinye ngomunye umzalwane one day sixoxa
yeah
sasingabafundisi nje sibaningi kwaleyo ndawo le lapha I remember kulapha eKatlong lapha axoxa athina sinomzalwane lapha bona mahama awu 3 and uma fika always esontweni izitulo ze Sunday school uyasithengile abasonta njengoba ku winter manje abantwana azabaphathela ama orange and manje sifuna kumbeka bo umfundisi but manje unabafazi abawu 3 then guys is sitting ufuna kuzwa thina ngithi mina kathi izwi lona lithi because we must never compromise ngendaba yamahama. Amahama awanandawo kwendlu kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Noma ngaba uza nejeta, noma ngaba uza ne Rolls Royce or a Bugatti yona le, but it's the most expensive car in the world. Akusebenzi. Noma ngeza nawo amaBugatti abu 100 azonikela ngawo. Awasebenzi. Abazokumenza ayenza izwi likaNkulunkulu. Kungcono angabe nalutho. Kodwa ayenze intando kaNkulunkulu. Ngithi mina kuye lo mama lo sibuzayo. Inkinga phela nami ubaba ushonile so wo uyangisiza kakhulu lo yababa leyana. But ukukusiza kwakhe eloko emosha ebandla.
Yes.
Uthini ngoba laba uthula bala ubathatha khona la ebandleni. Uthini ngaloko? So wena kahle kahle uprefera ukuthi lahlekelwa i relationship yakho noNkulunkulu u build a relationship yakho namahama lawa ngoba mhlamba azozena kusiyela one uthathe uhambe ngayo and le hama lela yingena holiness kaNkulunkulu yini holiness yenu ephelela khona la spirit uthini ngalokho ave kodwa hey wena baba kama inkinga ukhuluma ka ukhuluma kabi eh vele angikwazi mina ukucompromise. Why I must compromise the truth?
Yeah.
Understand? So, then tell it up. I'm a sinful fruit wonke wona lawo. Why kumele sizombeka lo muntu? Siyambona muntu. Hayi ngokuthi ufihlile ngoba sazi singakwazi ukuthi sithi kubaba.
Yeah.
Baba asibonanga. But lokhu kula ebaleni kwethu. Uthathe khona la. Bethule uyithatha la. Na baba lo uyiwani lo usuka naye lapha suka khona laba laseka mithisile laba uthuna
bamba bambe kancane mfundisi Makam ithi ngifake ubaba la sawubona baba
okay yebo baba kunjani umfundisi
siyabonga kunjani
siyaphila kunjani zokulema
ngikuza kahle
ngiyamfumele ukuthi kuke kwaqala ngizobuzisa isemayile yalezo profit
amen
amen
ngikuyela pakuma ke u 23 verse 1 2 3 ikukhona uJesu umali kuyina kubafundi bakhe wathi ababhaki nabafarisi bafezi etikwaleni sikaMosi akho ke wonke abanikela khona kwenzini ibuqile kodwa ningenzi njengokwemisebenzi yakho ngokwana yakhuluma bangizi yabo njalo mfundisi kuthi bayakhuluma vele ngithi fana nabaphathiwe abaseke emphakathini bepositive
ya
ya ukhume isibuko bayakhetha noba kusebenza emsebenzini benza manje ngendlela zabo ende nawe siyabheka lapha kupolitiki bayaphuza amatywala bayabheka imisako manje nangabuya phuza nawe uzokhetha uthole isihlulo yabona ngawo abe mayinsangu nawuzothethwa uthole isitulo kodwa wena ngoba ukho lapho hayi akungeni mina simandla sonjeni kunjalo.
Uyena
ngabe uhamba ku Apex oku highest point yelikithi. Hayi khona. Abakuzwa ukuthi thina baba sakhamba ngama ngamadlozi noNkulunkulu. Hayi njalo mfundisi njengoba bayibeka nabafundisi lapho njengoba nawe uyibekile. Ngihamba kanjalo ngiyabonga.
Inkosi kubusise kakhulu, sibonga kakhulu bhuti.
Amen.
Awuzeke, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Bosacadelela mfundisi makamu.
Yeah, so mbensasho mfundisi wami ukuthi na akumelanga sikompromise iqiniso likaNkulunkulu for the sake of our stomach.
Yes.
We must never. Even if it's my own daughter or my own son,
yeah,
I must stand for the truth.
Yes.
And they must know ukuthi na ubaba ume iqiniso alibambile nale la. Bamane bayenza ngenkani yabo but bazi ukuthi lokhu ubaba akakufuni lokhu.
Yeah.
Listen. You know, uNkulunkulu stand by God's side. We must never tell God to come to our level. No. Lokhu ngizokuphinda inkosi impela. We must never tell God ukuthi ayehle eza ku level yethu ukuthi azokompromisa ama principles wakhe. We must remember God is a God of principles. And God is a God of his word. And ayikho into izomtshintsha. Into emtshintshayo uNkulunkulu utshintshwa izwi lakhe kuphela. That is the only thing. And if there is something impossible with God, it's only one thing impossible with God is to lie. Because whatever he says, it shall come to pass.
Yeah.
So when God gives us the truth, we must do the will. We must do the truth. We must strive. Ukuyeza. Singa tengwa abantu.
Yes.
You know, namhlanje umfundisi, uma as I was driving in Ubuya Leku, kumam Hadeb, umkhumbulo mam Busi Hadeb, dayilonde.
Yes.
Yabanikelele ngithina nje lapha. Umanzong, uma singena la Adelberg Road. Ngimi se traffic cop uthi umfukeni. Uma ngimisa ufuna license ngiyamnika uthi imoto you overload. Itina ziyalingana lapha. But because he wanted something and I had to stand my ground and no, le moto la iko overload manje. Hayi ndoda hose sizokhuluma la mina ngizi lapho. Wena yenze uma ngabe ufuna ukubhala bhala lapho. Bhala lapho. Because I must stand for the truth. Why must compromise the truth? Ukuthi kumele ngihambe ngonikela ama 20 rand lapha. So singasuki kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Singasuki kwezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Absolutely.
Asiyenzeni instant whatever uNkulunkulu ayishona. Masiyenze.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Mruti Makam. And of course, we are coming to the end of the show. Apostle, your final words, what would you say?
Initially, when we started, Mruti, you mentioned that something with some people when they were chief staff. Then they begin to engage in certain things, citizen grant. They begin to engage in sinful stuff because they become comfortable. And I've noticed that hangata as well, if our eyes as well be closer from the assignment and the main thing that God has given us. And also when you feel like you've arrived, there's also a problem. And just to highlight, No one ali grand did you hanali bigida mandate ya haya kweta areka. But once that was accomplished, means horahorusa baba very complacent. About complacency lona is the number one reason and cause ya horuba to buy tolerably involved in sinful stuff, sinful foods. So ntatona ju ava complacent after that you find him anwa. Atahwa. Masanestela nano afeta atahwe. Agenanga zazu. But does it even make sense? The man who built an ark, who was saved and his family, just one hand. Mm. On the other hand, would rank because of the easier complacency.
Mm.
So Nakongo, when we are complacent, then it becomes easy for us to be engaged in all these things, this increment. Number two, as a clue, Jeremiah 48, verse 11, the Lord says, Moab, Moab has been at ease from his youth. That other complacent as well.
Yeah.
He has also been undisturbed. And settled like wine on his dregs.
Yes.
So when we are undisturbed and unsettled because we are very complacent, then it gives the enemy a legal right and ground. Therefore, are enticer, and we end up falling into certain things.
Yeah.
That if we were involved with the assignment, we would have avoided them.
Yes. You know what? I want to thank you. I just wanted to read something. Check this one. Listen to this very carefully. It's an issue that came on the 3rd September 2024, which means it's about 2 days ago. A Nairobi bishop, Jackson Mwangi, wins Kenyan shillings, 30 million from betting. He closes the church and he starts a nightclub. He says the church business was not profitable, and he urges followers to find their way to heaven. Sinful fruit. I'm telling you, I'll send these things. You'd see. Just check my statuses. You will see. It's quite sad. Anyway, next week we are going to be touching base on the challenges on marriages. You know, marriages of believers are facing a lot of challenges. And I can say you also are finding many people entering into your offices because they have challenges in their marriages. We are going to be looking into that next week. Much blessings to you, Apostle. Thank you so much. And good evening.
Amen. Blessings. Shalom.
Shalom. And Mfundisi Makamu Nakenza. Mfundisi Ami. Yes, kwembu shikatekisa na we, na mfundisa mi, na vashaweta akaya.
Inkomo.
Thank you, thank you. And then, of course, thank you for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps there. Thank you so much for the calls. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt his holy name. There's none like him in our lives. And he guides us into all truth through his word. And we are grateful even for that tonight. From me, Ray, it's been great. Tuda. Rabah.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.